Welcome back to Y'all Talk with a Southern Accent on a Friday as we close out the week with your host, John Rawl. We're glad you could join us here. I know some of the South is affected by Hurricane Florence and the hurricane moving into South Carolina, hit North Carolina's coastal area, and will affect other states in the South. We've got our eye on that. We'll tell you the latest that we know about Florence momentarily. Plus, we have an insider in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, which is, I saw where Wrightsville Beach was where it is considered to be the landfall for the hurricane, where the eye passed over and all that. So we'll tell you that about that just a second. Going to tell you what else is coming up on the Y'all Show. We got General Gridiron coming up in just a few minutes, our preview of Saturday's big college football games across the South. Of course, with a deep-fried humorous spin. That's ahead in this hour. Plus, we're going to go back to Monday of this week, speaking of college football, when the teller of tales from Tocopola, Jerry Short, was on, and he remembered sneaking into a Memphis State Ole Miss football game in 1963, and it required going over a brick wall that was roughly 15 feet tall. And the way that he got over it was nothing short of extraordinary. And we're going to go back and hear some of the incredible feat that he did to get into that game and to get other games. And maybe you've been a person that snuck into a few sporting events. I'm even guilty of doing it at least once, kind of by mistake. But after I realized I was in the gate, do I really want to go shell out $40? No. So we'll talk about that and how to get back at the government if it's a public university, at least, and sneak into a game. So we'll tell you about that in this hour. Then when we move over to next hour, we'll start it off with our Friday Free for Y'all, our montage of great music. We got David Lee Murphy tunes and a special song from a South Carolinian. Speaking of Hurricane Florence moving into the Palmetto State, Leon Everett was a country music singer back in the early 1980s, and his song Hurricane was his biggest song out in 1981, and we're going to play Hurricane at the start of hour two, so don't miss it. I bet it's been a while since you've heard Hurricane by Leon Everett on your radio dial. We'll also have our hashtag hullabaloo, and we'll look at a bunch of new movies that are coming out this weekend. We'll look at the baseball standings as Major League Baseball is winding down. We've got your preview of Sunday's football games in the NFL, and of course, we'll close it all out this week with From Dixie with Love. So lots of action coming your way here on a Friday, y'all. Now, Hurricane Florence, if there's any good news, we can pass it along. Luckily, this thing became a Category 1 when it rolled into North Carolina late Thursday, Friday, early Friday, and it made landfall at 7:15 Eastern near Wrightsville Beach, just east of Wilmington, North Carolina. So my friend who's in Wrightsville Beach, he sent me a text. In fact, I'll read it right now, what he said. And this is good news. Now, we'll tell you more about Hurricane Florence, and really the scary part may not be this coming ashore. It might be down the road here with flooding. But according to my friend, we had to get in touch with him because it's a hurricane going on, and it's not the easiest of things to get in touch with someone when there's a hurricane in the area. But his quote was, "Not too bad, really." And he's been through several of these tropical storms and hurricanes in eastern North Carolina. "Not too bad, really," is the quote. Now, he followed that up about cell phone coverage, because that is a major problem when you have any kind of major storm come through. And people like me, we want more than just "not too bad, really." In fact, he was a little late responding, and some of us were concerned, and his excuse was he was asleep. So he's sleeping during a hurricane. And he stayed in Wrightsville Beach with his family, by the way. But he says it's not too bad, really. However, he followed that up with another text that says that the cell phone coverage is, well, he used an expletive that I can't say on the air. He can't get a video or pics to send out properly, but he can send a text message. And that's how we know that it wasn't, according to my insider at Wrightsville Beach, where the eye passed over this morning, it wasn't too bad, really. And that reminds me, if any of you had any friends or family living in New Orleans or the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, maybe Alabama, when Hurricane Katrina came through in 2005, remember if they stayed down there, what came about for the first time, really, that was just kind of making its presence known for people to communicate? Text messages. That was the only thing that seemed to work when people tried to communicate if they had a cell phone on that area near the Gulf after Katrina, post-Katrina. Phone calls weren't working, but a thing called text messages, that's what people were using to communicate. And that's right when they started coming out with text messaging. And that's kind of how a lot of people got introduced to it. That's how maybe I remember. I didn't have a phone that had text messages. I didn't have a smartphone at that time. And that was, that's kind of going back a few years. But yeah, I bet you'll know what I'm talking about. If you had any family or friends affected by Katrina that were still down there post-Katrina when they didn't have cell phone towers worth a darn for a while, it was text messages, the way loved ones told each other, hey, we're okay, trying to get water, gas, survive, get a shower, food. Text messages can really help out in times like this. And frankly, you don't really want to have a long phone conversation, even if you had a good cell signal in a time like this. But Hurricane Florence now in the Carolinas, and it looks like the brunt of the storm could have been a lot worse when it first made this landfall in the Old North State. Now, here is the concern as it pushes inland, and it's expected to go through most of South Carolina with a lot of wind and a lot of rain. And flooding is the real big thing to be on the lookout for inland, well inland, as this thing is a very slow-moving hurricane, and it could be a major problem throughout the Carolinas still for several days. And its size is impacting Georgia, and you can see East Tennessee perhaps getting lots of rain and causing problems come Sunday, Monday in that time period. But don't think that we've dodged this bullet. Hurricane Florence can still be a nasty thing. However, at least from the initial landfall, as my friend plainly said, not too bad, really. Let's take it from there. Wilmington is the town right next to Riceville Beach, and of course the largest town in that part of North Carolina. And President Trump made a surprise phone call to the mayor of Wilmington on Thursday to reassure him that the federal government was tracking Hurricane Florence and to open a line of communication between President Trump and Wilmington Mayor Bill Saffo. The mayor said he appreciated the call from the president. And Wilmington, by the way, is the state's fifth largest city with 121,000 residents. So President being proactive here as a storm was come through. Now, I don't know if President Trump's called Paul Manafort lately, as President Trump's former campaign chairman has agreed with federal prosecutors to plead guilty in special counsel Robert Mueller's probe, according to court filings earlier today. This happened in District of Columbia, and of course Manafort is a Virginia resident, 69 years old, been in jail and was found guilty recently on other charges, but it looks like he's pleading guilty in the Robert Mueller probe. And you can go to any other news station and get tons of information on it. We're just telling you the basics here on the Y'all Show, so you'll know what's going on with Paul Manafort. Now, she didn't get locked up because she is heading to Little Rock. Hillary Clinton will be in Little Rock Sunday for a private event at the Clinton Presidential Center. The former First Lady of the United States and the former First Lady of Arkansas will attend this opening at the center's latest temporary exhibit, the White House Collection of American Crafts 25th Anniversary. And that opens to the public over the weekend. So good news for Hillary Clinton fans coming to her old hometown, I guess you could say, Little Rock, for this unveiling at the Clinton Presidential Center. And if you've not seen that place, you can't help but when you see it going through Little Rock, it looks like a mobile home. It really does. I guess fitting, huh? But yeah, the Clinton Presidential Center, and hey, could be worth a stop. I haven't been in there, not because I don't have anything, not because I got something really major against the Clintons. It's just, frankly, every time I go through Little Rock, I'm going somewhere else, and I just don't have the time to pull off there and look at old Bill's saxophone. I guess that's in there. I'm just taking a wild guess. But all the other records of the 90s, whenever the Clintons were in the White House. Sad news from Music Row, Nashville, Tennessee, as the son-in-law of country music star Alan Jackson died after a fall in Florida. 28-year-old Ben Seligman was a Nashville prosecutor, and he was on a boat dock in Jupiter, Florida, when he slipped, suffering traumatic head injuries. The district attorney back in Nashville called the assistant DA a rising star. Seligman married Alan Jackson's daughter, Maddie Jackson Seligman, in October of 2017. So a newlywed, and sadly dying at the age of 28, falling at a boat dock while in Jupiter, Florida. Also from the country music side of things, Gretchen Wilson. Remember, we told you not long ago here on the show, she went up to Connecticut for a private event and got into a scuffle at the airport and got arrested. Well, now Gretchen Wilson, singer of Redneck Woman, has agreed to donate $500 to a charity in Connecticut to settle a criminal charge related to a disturbance at a Connecticut airport in August. And she appeared Thursday in court in Enfield and got a misdemeanor breach of peace charge dismissed based on the donation to a fund for injured crime victims. She was arrested in the Hartford airport en route to a private show at the Mohegan Sun Casino back on August 21st. Gretchen Wilson said that everyone has bad days, but celebrities are targeted when they have one. She probably has a point there. I've never been a major celebrity. Speaking of celebrities, hey, a couple of guys that are senior citizens went and visited Sun Studio in Memphis, Tennessee this week. Nothing unusual about that, right? Well, it just so happened it was 75-year-old Mick Jagger and 82-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis stopping by the Memphis landmark and checking out where Elvis got his start, Johnny Cash, even Jerry Lee Lewis there at Sun Records, hanging out at the legendary Sun Studios off of Poplar Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee. Union Avenue. I think it's Union Avenue is where it technically is. A really neat place. And then after that, they went to one of my favorite places in all of Memphis to have a meal. Blues City Cafe, right on Beale Street. And Mick Jagger posed outside of it. And it really, really awesome place. They have some of the best hot tamales I've ever had at Blue City Cafe in Memphis, Tennessee. But Mick Jagger and Jerry Lee Lewis there at the house that Sam Phillips built. Phillips founded the Memphis-based Sun Records back in 1952, and he produced records for Lewis, as well as Cash, Carl Perkins, Howlin' Wolf, and the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. The pair were together because Jagger is producing a biopic about Sun Records founder Sam Phillips. And that's why they were in Memphis visiting these landmarks. Former President George W. Bush is in the Sunshine State today, campaigning for Governor Rick Scott's U.S. Senate campaign, as Republicans are looking to hold on to their control of Congress in the midterm elections. Bush is scheduled to be at a lunch fundraiser in Tampa and then a dinner reception in West Palm Beach. Scott campaign manager Jackie Schutz Zekman says Scott is very excited the former president is going to help the campaign. But W, in the Sunshine State, where his own brother was once a governor of Florida, helping out the current governor, Rick Scott, in his effort to become U.S. Senator against his race against Bill Nelson in November. As a former magazine publisher, I never like to share this news, but we've lost another magazine and another magazine based in the South, as Cooking Light magazine is going to merge with Eating Well magazine, and it will now be just Eating Well. As Meredith Corporation, the Iowa-based company that owns both magazines, announced the change this week. Cooking Light is a magazine that's been around since 1987, and it publishes 11 times a year. It's got a very loyal fan base, but now merging with Eating Well, and there'll be no more Cooking Light magazine. And sadly, I didn't realize this. I remember years ago, Southern Living, which has something to do with Cooking Light, since they're all Birmingham-based, same company. I didn't realize Southern Living had killed, or Meredith Corporation, I guess, was the decision maker, had killed Coast Magazine. Remember, that was a big push by Southern Living 15 years ago, something like that? Yeah, that magazine's gone, according to my other magazine friends. But yeah, if you like magazines, there's one less magazine on the newsstand, Cooking Light. And as the publisher of Y'all Magazine on the newsstand for almost a decade, I don't like to read these kind of stories. Another magazine still out there, And we want to congratulate a teacher from Woodford County High School in Versailles, Kentucky, because he has made the cover of Time Magazine with a powerful quote about experience in teaching in Kentucky. And the quote is, "I have a master's degree, 16 years of experience, work 2 extra jobs, and donate blood plasma to pay bills. I'm a teacher in America," writes Hope Brown, the Woodford County High School teacher there on the cover of Time Magazine. Brown is a U.S. history teacher at the school, and she also works as a guest services job at Rupp Arena, where the University of Kentucky Wildcats play, and she leads historical tours in the summer for extra cash. She also says she has a broken tooth she can't afford to fix, so maybe being on the cover of Time will help get that solved. But she's right there, plain as day, on the cover with a huge quote, "I have a master's degree, 16 years of experience, work 2 extra jobs, and donate blood plasma to pay the bills." And then in big yellow writing, "I'm a teacher in America." Time Magazine. Also from the world of education in the South, a Texas Education Committee has backtracked on its recommendations to remove curriculum requirements referencing fighters from the Alamo as heroic. The Texas State Board of Education received hundreds of calls and emails after the Committee of Teachers, Parents, and Business Representatives recommended the changes this spring. The board nominates a volunteer group every year to review curriculum standards, and they're not happy about how the story of the Alamo, which is really Texas's history, how it was portrayed in the history books. The new standard says students must learn of the heroism of the diverse defenders at the Alamo and of William B. Travis's victory or death letter. So in Texas, where the Alamo and the Lone Star Republic, I think it was called, now coming under fire by these educators and their quest to change probably what's been in place for 100 years. Speaking of education, the education beat continues here on today's Y'all Show. We've told you before about how colleges right now across the country are, many of them are seeing dips in enrollment. Well, enrollment at the 8 public universities in the state of Mississippi fell. And we have some numbers there as this is a current trend. Counts released this week show a decrease of 1% at universities at about 81,000 less students this year. At Delta State and the University of Mississippi and Mississippi University for Women, all seeing enrollment declines. Some good news, though, as the University of Southern Mississippi grew in Hattiesburg by 1.8%. Mississippi, like many other places, seeing a decrease in enrollment at the universities in that state. And as we said, the reason for this is because of the strong economy. When people are making money and things are going good economically, they don't go to school oftentimes. I don't know what they're doing in Killian, Louisiana, but this town in Livingston Parish had only one municipal employee working there, and now she's resigned after she got upset. And the town hall is now closed in Killian, Louisiana. Town clerk Julia Montalion said she was embarrassed to remain in her position, announcing her immediate departure this week during a 2-hour Board of Aldermen meeting that saw Mayor Peter Bach and Alderman Gillis Windham repeatedly fighting against each other. With her gone now, Bach posted a notice with his phone number at the door. "We've gone from a big mess to a huge mess in this town." And that is kind of on the North Shore, not far from Hammond in this town in Louisiana, Killian in Livingston Parish. So if you've got any business to take up with all the people in this town, you might want to find another way to get your message across to the officials of Killian, Louisiana. They don't have anybody working there. Golly, as someone in an old television show would have said. Well, we got more coming up on the Y'all Show. When we come back, we've got General Gridiron. The picks for this week are in, and he will be here to tell you all about it. You don't want to miss it.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4646 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4646. Avant.com, code 4646.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
We're back here on the Y'all Show, talk with a Southern accent. Glad you could join us here as we're getting ready for another football Saturday. And here on the Friday edition of the Y'all Show each week, we are glad to bring you General Gridiron Field Marshal of Football Foretelling. Now, there were a lot of games canceled for tomorrow. There's a lot of games where the kickoff time has been changed. If you want to go to a game and you live in or are going to a game that's going to be in the Carolinas or Georgia, maybe even in Virginia and Tennessee, you really need to go double check and make sure all systems are go for the time you thought your game was going to happen, because some games have been moved, some games have been canceled, delayed. It's just one heck of a mess. I'm trying to be cute with that. But because of Hurricane Florence, that's why all this has happened. So you might want to check. And that's why on today's General Gridiron, some of the games that we had forecasted, we had to scratch. And the General's not going to give you the prediction because the game's not going to happen. So let's not hold the General any longer. Let's bring on General Gridiron for his Week 3 predictions. Welcome into the bunker of General Gridiron, Field Marshal of Football Forecasting. We're about to map out the way this college football weekend is going to go. Will your favorite team be marching to victory, or will the enemy be taking your battle flag? The college football season is really getting heated up during this Week 3 wild ride, and if Hurricane Florence ain't getting in the way, we've got some real doozies headed your way this football Saturday. So grab your helmet and man those battle stations. We're ready for another round of General Gridiron's football foretelling. Duke at Baylor. The Fighting David Cutcliffs are off to an impressive 2-0 start with wins against the Cadets of Army and a road win at pesky Northwestern. Now the ACC Brainiacs try to outsmart another smarty pants school, the Harvard on the Brazos. Bruiser the Bear has taken a beating on the gridiron as well as off the field the last few years. The Baylor line needs to stand strong against the evacuees from Tobacco Road Way. Devils starting QB Quentin Harris will guide the blue team to another special Saturday. The General's victor, Duke. Alabama at Mississippi. The deep-fried landfish think they can pull the upset against number one Alabama. True, back in the Hugh Freeze dynasty, the then Black Bears got back-to-back W's over Nick Saban's troop of tidesmen. But this is Matt Luke we're talking about guiding the Mississippi Land Sharks, and he ain't gonna know what hits his salty bunch when the better of the Hawaiian quarterbacks on the field this day gets the best of his bunch. Tocqueviola tops Tamu. The Generals victor, Alabama. Ohio State versus TCU at AT&T Stadium. The most fascinating matchup of the weekend pits a Yankee horde heading to Cowtown, or at least close enough to Cowtown, to try and blend into the Lone Star landscape. With the Urbanator still hanging out in the penalty box on game day, but influencing his team up until kickoff, you have to wonder if that's having an effect on the number four nuts. Gary Patterson's reptilian wrecking crew has had an easy go of it thus far, with blowout wins over Southern and the Iron Skillet rival SMU. With a real test in front of them, the boys better not let the long road from Fort Worth to Arlington get the best of them. And it won't. The Generals victor, TCU in an upset. Boise State at Oklahoma State. Defense is optional in this game. T. Boone Pickens better pull out his wad of cash before kickoff and invest on an extra digit on the Boone Pickens Stadium scoreboard. No joke. Fans clad in orange inside the Boone will be jumping up and down all afternoon in this top 25 showdown. The question is, will those orange-clad fans be accented by cowboy black or a bright shade of Bronco blue? Alexander Mattison is going to run roughshod over the rough and usually ready pokes. The Generals victor, the visitors, Boise State. Vanderbilt at Notre Dame. Two great academic institutions, each squaring off at Notre Dame Stadium at 2-0. Not bad, especially you, Vandy. But the biggest news coming from Nashville lately about what will go on in the famed stadium, it ain't about this weekend's football contest. It's about Music City cowboy hat adorning country superstar Garth Brooks' sold-out show in South Bend on October 20th. The opening act for Mr. Friends in Low Places can be Derek Mason's Fleet of Commodores. Kyle Shermer's arm has the anchor downers believing he may take this team to a level not seen since Jordan Rogers was under center. The Catholics will try hard to stifle the Southern nerds, but VU will get out of town before the thunder rolls. The Generals victor, Vanderbilt in an SEC-sized shocker. Still to come on this week's College Football Forecast, SEC powers LSU and Auburn tangle on the plains. Plus, Southern Cal surfs into Weird Austin looking for a back-to-back win against Bevo. Keep it here. General Gridiron will be right back.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4646 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4646. Avant.com, code 4646.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Howdy, soldiers. This is General Gridiron back with you. Each week, this fabulous football forecast is heard on some of the finest radio stations all over Dixie, including WTRP AM 620 in LaGrange, Georgia, the flagship station for LaGrange College Panther football. and in Belmont, Mississippi. WRMG AM 1430, your home for what's happening in North Mississippi and North Alabama. We appreciate all of our radio affiliates. Now, let's get back into the football fight. LSU at Auburn, the Tiger Throwdown. Alabama Polytechnic Institute has been awaiting for the Bayou dwellers to paddle to East Alabama and enjoy the sights and scenes of Jordan-Hare. Remember, it was this game 2 years ago that a crazy, wacky ending led to the demise of grass-eaten Les Miles, and a fiery Cajun named Ed took over the program. With Coach O now entrenched in Baton Rouge, he sure hopes this season's final minutes will be a lot better for the purple and gold. Had the Chinese Bandits improved to actually stop Jarrett Stidham's gifted passing arm? Well, this will be close again, and it'll be worth watching. The Generals victor, Auburn. Washington at Utah. The Pac-12 fun begins along the Salt Lake, and the Dogs need to show the country their opening week hissy fit in Atlanta was not the norm. UW entered the season as contenders for the conference title. Jake Browning's miscues against Auburn are part of the reason the team is 1-1, but the season basically is still in front of them. But you just don't waltz into Rice-Eccles Stadium and expect to get an easy game. Kyle Whittingham's tribesmen know that they've underperformed in recent years, and besting a top-10 team and conference favorite will get them back in the national conversation. What say you? The Generals victor, Utah. Missouri at Purdue. The Boilers fell to Northwestern to start the season, and things aren't exactly on track for the Rail Workers. Enter the SEC East saga of Mizzou. MU appears to be better this year, thanks to veteran play on both the O and D. The juggernaut of conference play hasn't begun for the Tigers, and a non-conference Power 5 v. Power 5 Donnybrook along the banks of the Wabash will display if Drew Locke has the right stuff. And he does. The Generals victor, Missouri. USC at Texas. DKR Stadium has seen its share of big events, and this primetime Saturday contest will have the nation seeing if the Bovines will win this final leg of the series between these NCAA superpowers. The 1-1 Horns got snapped by a Maryland Turtle in week one, and now Tom Herman's got to get his young bunch of Bovines ready for the Tinseltown Trojans. With a victory, 1-1 USC can keep looking like a real contender for playoff participation, and no horde of hookems is going to steer Traveler the wrong way. The Generals victor, Southern Cal. Colorado State at Florida. We can assume Jim McElwain is the reason this game is even on the schedule. Before arriving in Gainesville in 2015, the former Gator coach had skippered the Rams for three seasons, but Big Jim's 3-4 start last year got him canned after 7 weeks, so it'll be Dan Mullen in the catbird seat leading the Water Lizards this Saturday. Former UGA quarterback and longtime assistant Mike Bobo took over for McElwain after he skipped out of Fort Collins for swampy Gainesville. The Rams took care of the Hogs last week, and why not keep the SEC goring a-going? The Generals victor, Colorado State. We've already looked at the weekend's biggest battles across the nation, but hang on to your helmet. There's more around the corner. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up this week's General Gridiron with our rapid-fire picks.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
This is General Gridiron back with you. We've already maneuvered through this weekend's frontline college football showdowns. Now, it's time to fix bayonets and storm the field with our rapid-fire football forecast. Oklahoma gets revenge at Iowa State. Texas A&M mauls Louisiana Monroe. Mississippi State cooks Louisiana Lafayette. Houston hamstrings Texas Tech. Syracuse snuffs out Florida State. Maryland bites Temple. Kentucky beats in-state foe Murray State. Tennessee all over UTEP. Georgia Tech stings Pittsburgh. Tulane rolls over UAB. Georgia beats the heck out of MTSU. Clemson clobbers Georgia Southern. Wisconsin bedevils BYU. Louisville takes care of Western Kentucky. Michigan rides over SMU. And Arkansas gets the win against North Texas. Well, troops, you can now put your swords back in their scabbards. We're all out of picks on this Week 3 edition of General Gridiron. We'll be back again next week. Same General Gridiron time, same General Gridiron station. So don't forget to tune us in on the radio, Facebook, YouTube TV, and the Y'all Show, Dixie's hottest talk show. And don't forget to tell your friends all about the show. Just search for General Gridiron. This is John Rawl, the General of Gridiron Glory, thanking you for letting me be a part of your weekend. General Gridiron is a production of CRM Sports. For more, log on to crmsports.com.
That'll be all, y'all.
All right, General, thank you very much, and hopefully your Week 3 predictions are much better than what you did last week, because if you were keeping score at home, there were some games where he predicted that made sense at the time that just didn't happen for the old General. And so maybe this will be a better weekend. But we encourage you, don't go to Vegas or Biloxi or even Tunica with his predictions, although most of the time they're pretty right on. But the General had somebody else evidently working for him last week when those predictions came in. We've got more of the Y'all Show coming up after the timeout. When we come back, we're going to rewind to Monday. Speaking of football, our friend Jerry Short, the short stories man himself, will have an encore of his conversation from earlier this week where he talked about sneaking in by essentially rappelling over a huge brick wall into a football game back in the Kennedy administration. We'll tell you about it next here on the Y'all Show with your host, John Rawl. This is the Y'all Show. John Rawl riding along with you here as we close out the week talking all things Southern. On Mondays, our friend Jerry Short stops by with his tales from Takapola Way. And I've known Jerry a long time, and I know how much of a football fan he's been throughout his life. And he has gone above and beyond to see football games. He's driven literally across the country in his pickup truck many times. Instead of flying, he would just drive to places like Wyoming and to California, and just he'd go see multiple bowl games on one particular trip. And games that I've seen videos of, like the Southern Miss NC State Hall of Fame Bowl, Brett Favre's last college football game. Jerry actually caught a deflected punt block that came over on the sideline. And I saw that on YouTube. It was a game on ESPN that's now on YouTube. And sure enough, there he was. Can't miss him. So he's just been all kind of places. Well, when he was a youngster in 1963, there was a huge game at Crump Stadium in Memphis, Tennessee, when the Memphis State Tigers were getting ready to have a good season because it was the first game of the year. And Ole Miss, which was a dynasty at that time in college football, those two teams got together for the first game of the year, and it was a major, major game. And you couldn't get a ticket anywhere. Well, that wasn't going to stop the teller of tales from Takapola. He was going to find a way to get in that stadium And he came on Monday to tell us all about it.
It was an old boy that was a paratrooper at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He had come down for the ball game, and he waved across at me and told me to come on over. And I went over, and he said, let's slip out to the ball game. I'll get us in. And I said, you can't. We've already been kicked out. We're not going to be able to get in that place. I said, it's an armed guard. You'd think it's a prison camp in Nazi Germany or something. And he said, no. He says, me and you, he said, you leave them two duds with you back here at the Peabody, and we're going to go hit the street and go on back down to back to Crump Stadium. And I said, well, they're not duds. They're good guys. You know, one of them ended up playing football for Delta State. And so we ended up, I said, all right, Frank, let's go. So we went back down to the stadium, and I said, how are we going to do this? And it was just before dark. It was a night game, and it was just before dark, and we went down that south alley, and we got over into some houses on that south alley with some garbage cans. And he said, let's duck in here and hide behind these garbage cans. So we ducked in, and we hid down behind those garbage cans. And my gosh, I'm down there. I said, oh, Frank, what's the next move? I mean, we're here behind these garbage cans. He said, you see that guard walking the wall? Now, on the south wall of Crump Stadium, the south fence was a brick block wall. And it was wide enough for a man to walk with a billy club. And this cop was walking from one end to the other and turning and coming back. But, you know, it was to go up it from the outside was a good 12 feet. And so, and it was like it'd be impossible to get over. And then it had the barbed wire that pointed back outward as you cleared the top. And I said, what's the plan? He said, okay, here's what we do. You see that guide wire? You know, they'd have a big guide wire running down a telephone pole in the hold a telephone pole in place. And I said, what you going to do? He said, I'm going first. You watch me. When that cop comes by swinging that billy club and walks on past, I'm going to hit that guide wire. I'm going to swing myself up over it like you pole vault. And he said, aren't you a pole vaulter in high school? And I said, yeah, but I ain't gone 12 foot yet. He said, well, now's the time to try for it. He said, because I'm going the next time he comes by. And he did. And he hit that doggone guide wire. And that son of a gun went all the way over that dang barbed wire. And he was out of sight because it was a solid brick wall. I couldn't see inside the stadium. Well, then my time come. And I did it. I hit it and bounced off of the wall with my feet. And may have even took a little spot out of my blue jeans. But when I went over that wall, dang it, I kept falling and falling and falling. I needed a parachute. And he was a paratrooper. They was dug out, and it was solid concrete. I bet it was 20 feet to the bottom. But anyway, I didn't break anything, I guess, because I was young. And we got in the stadium. But we had to walk the whole time. And, you know, because the cops would walk, and they'd stop and check to see if you had a ticket, if you were stopped. So we walked the whole time until halftime, and these Ole Miss frat rat boys got up, as we'd call them in those days, and fraternity guys.
Yeah.
And they got up, and Frank said, let's sit in their place. They're drinking. They're drunk. They don't even know where they are. And I said, man, we can't sit in that place. He said, sit down here. And so I did what he told me to do because he'd been right on everything else. And here these guys come back, and they say, get up here in our seats, you know, because they spitting and sluttering and going on and stuttering and doing everything else. And so he says, we're not getting up. And they started hollering, constable, constable, constable. Well, I said, golly, I said, Frank, I'm up. I'm going to start walking because these cops are fixing to come and we're going to get kicked out. And this, what I've seen of this game, it's a hard hitting, it's the best football game I've ever seen. And I want to see the second half. So we walked that whole second half. I watched that game walking, but it was unbelievable. At the end of the game, it was just a little bit of time left, and we eased back down to where the fraternity boys were sitting. And he followed them through. Everybody funneled out the east end of the stadium. They had iron gates down there, and it was 0-0, and Memphis people were absolutely going insane.
The final score was a scoreless tie?
Had 0-0. They had no 2-point,
overtime
or anything back in those days, you know. So it was 0-0. hardest fought football game to this day I have ever seen, and I've seen a bunch of them.
Sometimes you just got to go that extra mile to go see a game. If you really are dead set on seeing a football game, you'll do anything to get in that stadium, even if it means maybe breaking your neck trying to get into there like that nincompoop Jerry Short did back in 63. Fun stuff there. We've got more fun stuff coming up on the Y'all Show in Hour 2. We've got our Friday Free for Y'all up next, and we'll have a great listing of songs, including one that is very thematic with Hurricane Florence in mind, as Leon Everett, a country singer from the 1980s, had a song called Hurricane. We're going to play that after the break, and also we'll have our hashtag Hullabaloo. And before we close up the shop, we'll tell you about this weekend's playoffs going on in NASCAR as they begin their stretch to close out the season, and Sunday's NFL lineup. We've got all of that ahead in Hour 2. This is the Y'all Show, talk with a Southern accent.
Sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4646 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4646. Avant.com, code 4646.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up,
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a...
I
want to
be
a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Crazy!
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in!
Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're y'alling it up on a Friday afternoon. This is the Y'all Show with John Rawl and our Friday ritual, David Lee Murphy.
She couldn't keep from crying when she told me goodbye. Well, I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming it back and laughing out loud. Where the smoke's so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like I just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over. Looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young, and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. Where the smoke's so thick, them blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over. Looking for a party crowd. Listen, tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. Where the smoke's so thick, the blues can't hang around.
Let me hear those chops. Sing it loud and proud.
With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd.
On the Y'all Show on a Friday.
Tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. Where the smoke so big, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if you got the Y'all Show on your radio, then you're set for the weekend.
Listening to some David Lee Murphy and your host John Rawl back here on the program that's all about the South. I went to Nashville when I was a young man, but I didn't go there to make music. I went there to be a broadcaster. And that's a good thing, because I know that I don't have the voice for singing. Maybe for talking, but not singing. So forgive me, but I have to sing along. It's a tradition here on the Y'all Show. All of us sing Party Crowd on Fridays when we reach that magical hour where we know the work week is winding down. And, of course, we have our friends in the Carolinas in mind with Hurricane Florence going through that area as we speak. But they're looking for a party crowd, too, when it's all said and done, and they'll be ready to get their lives back to normal and all the areas of the South impacted by this hurricane. Hey, we got more David Lee Murphy music now on the Y'all Show. Dust on the Bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. Made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole?
got a little girl waiting on me, and I wanna treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over a bit close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside.
There big song for DLM. And we love playing the two David Lee Murphy songs back-to-back each Friday. Our kind of tradition that we've created here on the Y'all Show, getting you ready for the weekend and more. Well, this will be a weekend, and much of the South, well, they'll have partying maybe on their mind, but really they're going to have Mother Nature on their mind as Hurricane Florence bearing down on a large part of the Southeast this weekend and will continue to be a little bit of a nemesis early into next week. Well, there is a song by a South Carolinian that is just the most fitting song to play because this was the best song he ever put out on RCA Records. Leon Everett, he is from Aiken, South Carolina, and I love my home state. I love it dearly, and it is a wonderful place, and keep South Carolina in mind right now as it goes through all this Hurricane Florence madness. We have some wonderful natural beauty in South Carolina. We've got great beaches, some great mountainous areas, some great other features of the state. But one thing South Carolina does not have is a plethora of extremely talented and successful people. Now, there are some. Make no doubt about it. There are some. But when you stack it up to other states, and South Carolina is about middle of the pack from a size standpoint, population-wise, we just really haven't had that many country music stars and that many actors and actresses from South Carolina. I don't know why. Not even that many sports figures from the state of South Carolina have gone on to do great things. I guess what I'm trying to say is South Carolina is leaning on me, and it's my responsibility to turn the tide and make South Carolina famous for something. I'm just kidding. I promise you I'm just kidding, because South Carolina probably has long forgotten me since I haven't lived in the state as a resident in 25 years, but it's always going to be home, just like many of you may be not living in the state that you came from, but it'll always be home wherever that is from. Well, Leon Everett, born in South Carolina, raised in South Carolina, made music in Nashville, but still kept his presence in Aiken County and in Batesburg, Leesville. I know that because I grew up about 10 miles from Batesburg, where I started my radio career on WBLR AM 1430, broadcasting great country music to Aiken and Saluda and Lexington counties. Oh, yeah. That's where I got my start 25 years ago, believe it or not. Actually, no, I'm sorry, 30 years ago is when I got my radio start. Well, Leon Everett at one time had a Farmer's Furniture Store. That is a brand that still exists in some portions of the South. Farmer's Furniture. Well, he owned the Farmer's Furniture in Batesburg, South Carolina, and that was after he made his money in music. But Leon Everett, back in the early 80s, had a string of top 10 songs. None went to number one, but I'm just going to read off some of Leon Everett's greatest hits from those early days of the 1980s. And I'm going to leave out the song that I'm about to play, which was his best song and his highest charted song. First off, he had a top 10 song with Over, followed by Giving It Up Easy. And then he had Midnight Rodeo. And then he moved on to an album that was self-titled called Leon Everett, which is usually the case when you have a self-titled album. It's named after yourself. Just Give Me What You Think Is Fair. That's a good title there. That was a number 7 song back in 1982. And then he had another top 10, My Lady Loves Me Just As I Am. Man, that's true love right there. And then his last top 10 hit came in 1984 with I Coulda Had You, Leon Everett. And if you're old enough to remember Leon Everett's songs on the radio, we're going old school here on today's Y'all Show. However, the biggest song in Leon Everett from Aiken, South Carolina, which later, I should say, after he had his furniture store, Leon branched out during the craze of the early 90s when country music was booming. He created a honky-tonk just outside of Aiken called Leon Everett's Hurricane Central. And it was packed for a while. In fact, one time when I lived in Nashville, I purposely left Nashville early in the day to where I could come right by his honky-tonk, which was just off I-20 in Aiken, South Carolina, just to check it out around 9 o'clock at night before it got too crazy in there. And, yeah, there were a bunch of good old boys and good old gals in there two-stepping and stuff. That was back in the two-stepping days, of which I did not partake. But that was his honky-tonk he had that was named after him. And as I said, it was called Leon Everett's Hurricane Central. And Hurricane Florence is coming right through Leon Everett's home area this weekend. So we want to keep that in mind. And, of course, the biggest song Leon Everett ever had on the country music charts was called Hurricane, written by Tom Schuyler, Keith Stegall, and Stuart Harris. And this went to number 4 back in 1981 on RCA Records. And it just wouldn't be right if we didn't play the South Carolinians' song about a hurricane here when a big hurricane like Florence is impacting the Carolinas. This is Leon Everett and Hurricane.
30 miles out in the Gulf Stream, I can hear those south winds moan. The bridges are looking lower, shrimp boats hurrying home. Your man down in the quarter slowly turns pale. Took another sip of whiskey, then he looked at me and said, "Well, I was born in the rain by the Ponca train, but beneath that Louisiana moon. And don't mind the strain of a hurricane, she comes round every June. That high black water, she's the devil's daughter. She's hard and she's cold and she's mean. Nobody's told her that it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans." Come down from Chicago, gonna set that levee right. He said it's got to be 3 feet higher, or it won't make it through the night. Your man down in the quarter said, "Don't you listen to that boy. The water be down by morning, so he'll be on his way to Illinois." Well, I was born in the rain by the Ponca train, underneath that Louisiana.
Don't mind the strain of the hurricane. She comes round every June. That hot black water, she's the devil's daughter. She's hard and she's cold and she's mean. We finally taught her that it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
Taking you back to 1981 on the country music charts, Hurricane from RCA Records artist Leon Everett. And back in those days, a writer for the Pittsburgh Press wrote that the song, quote, defeats the standard old formulas for successful country music lyrics. No love story, no sex, no booze, no tragedy. Okay, well, let's give Leon Everett credit. That was a very original song, Hurricane. And if you're old enough to remember when that was on the records and on your radio, and you might have had the 8-track cassette of that particular song, then that hopefully will maybe make you smile here on a weekend where hurricanes in South Carolina and North Carolina and parts of Georgia, even Tennessee, are all looking toward Florence and the impact that will have. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our Friday montage of great music, our 3-pack of good songs, David Lee Murphy times 2, and a little Leon Everett. When we come back on the Y'all Show, we're going to have some hashtag hullabaloo going on, and we'll go through all the madness of social media, including, well, the first one's got something to do with Hurricane Florence, of course. We'll be right back with more of the Y'all Show with your host, John Rawls.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4646 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4646. Avant.com, code 4646.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
This is the Y'all Show, talk with a Southern accent. On Twitter, you can find us at Y'all Show. Our email address is yallshow@yall.com. That is YALLSHOW, Y'all Show at Y'all.com, YALL.com. And we'd love to hear from you. Share us some ideas. Share with us possibly a recipe or two. You know, whatever's on your mind, we want to hear. If you got an announcement, we'd love to share it with the entire Southland here on this program. It's all about the South. And we are now time. It's time on the Y'all Show for, you guessed it, Hashtag hullabaloo. Hashtag hullabaloo. Hashtag hullabaloo. Oh, yeah. All right. Our first dive into the hashtag hullabaloo mailbag. We can't escape Hurricane Florence. Have you been on social media in the last 48 hours? I know that because of my lineage, I've got a lot of family and friends in the Carolinas. And so maybe that's why I'm seeing more Hurricane Florence-related stuff. But I'm actually seeing postings from people that live all over the country related to Hurricane Florence. This may be the number one event for GIFs and goofy messages about weather in the history of the weather, okay? There's all kinds of craziness going on. I've got a close friend of mine who decided to stay in Wilmington, North Carolina, for the storm, and now he's turned into a comedian, and hopefully the last laugh will not be on him as he's joking about how minor the storm at least was when it first rolled into the North Carolina coast. But yeah, he's having fun with the storm, and others I've seen are kind of having fun with it, but it's no joking matter. We hope that everybody, no matter if you live on the coast or well inland, we all get through this thing okay. However, with the spirit of my friend the pig in mind, I found this GIF that made me chuckle. And it says, Southern word of the day, namaste. That's a fancy word there, namaste. Southern word of the day, namaste. As in, y'all gonna evacuate? Namaste here. Whoa, what was that person drinking or inhaling when they came up with that one? That is funny. But that the average mind could not have come up with namaste. Y'all gonna evacuate? Nah, namaste here. You know, in other parts of the country, there's no way they could have as much fun with their region as we do here in the South. Don't we live in a special place, even when we've got wild, wacky events like Florence going on? Namaste here. I'm shaking my head. And we follow that up with our next hashtag hullabaloo entry. And I can't even get through this one because of the name of the guys. The Twitter account for this fella. At Auburn Elvis. That's the name. And Auburn Ellis put on Twitter a picture of a lapel sticker from a recent Auburn football game. Auburn played Alabama State last weekend at Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn, Alabama. And I guess Auburn, like so many colleges, they've got people handing out buttons and stickers and other propaganda. Well, the creative minds at Auburn, maybe they're the one that came out with Namaste, Auburn University, or as some people say, the University of Auburn. The creative minds there on the plains came out with a sticker that says family, but the word family has the Auburn logo kind of sandwiched between the word, the letter F and M. So it kind of looks like Faumily, F-A-U-M-I-L-Y. And maybe that's how you spell Faumily. But Auburn Elvis is on Twitter and he writes, my nine-year-old keeps pronouncing this as Faumily. He says that sounds British. D Ford, is that how it works? I don't know who D Ford is, maybe a player. And it has the picture of the Faumily lapel sticker. Now, Auburn Elvis, I think your nine-year-old is smart. He's only pronouncing what he sees. And it says F-A-U-M-I-L-Y. And I know Auburn Elvis, if there's an Alabama Elvis or a Tuscaloosa Elvis, they're laughing their fanny off at you because they're going to say, of course, people at Auburn don't know how to spell the word family. Of course, they're going to spell it F-A-U-M-I-L-Y. But your nine-year-old, kudos, They're getting a good education, and they can see that U in the Auburn logo. And that's another word that, pronunciation-wise, kind of separates you from being a Southerner or a Yankee. And if you're a Southerner that knows better, okay, you got to know how to pronounce that school. It's not Auburn, Auburn, with like an R in there. It's Auburn. A-W-E-B-U-R-N. But true, I think Auburn fans almost make it sound like it's got an M on the end, like Auburn, 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 Auburn. All right, War Eagle. Okay, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling the truth. Of course, the original name of the school, which I actually like, Alabama Polytechnic Institute, API. In fact, that is the name of a radio station today in Birmingham, WAPI, a news talk station. It got its call letters from what Auburn was originally called until they changed their name around 1960 and they got rid of the military component and became a super school and forgot about their military lineage like Clemson did. And I would even say like Texas A&M. I know they still have a corps of cadets, but as a fellow that went to a military school, I'm going to call them military school light, Texas A&M and Virginia Tech. VMI Citadel, now those are real military schools, people. West Point, Annapolis, Air Force Academy, the real deal. How can you call yourself a military school when you're only like 2% of the student population, as is the corps of cadets is at College Station, okay? They're fish, for goodness sake. That's what they call themselves there. All right, I'm going to stop my bashing of military schools because we love our military. And Texas A&M has had a long history of putting lots of people in the military. I think they put more people into World War II, officer-wise, than even West Point, I think. I should know, but they certainly have a long and proud history of serving. Of course, they weren't around during the Civil War. The South could have used them back then, but the Citadel and VMI was around. Auburn Elvis, thank you for that. We now know how to spell Falmley. Actually, D Ford, is that how it works? We just reference Auburn Elvis calling out D Ford? Well, evidently, there's a D Ford that's a Kansas City Chiefs football player. And this is what's funny. D Ford responded to Auburn Elvis, and Auburn Elvis, including D Ford, in on that. Is this how it works? And D Ford has, as part of his tag on Twitter, note, I am not the Auburn / Kansas City Chiefs football player who is D _ Ford. I'm a this is funny. I'm a boring surveyor from Kent, but now also a firm member of the AU family, War Eagle. Well, I don't know but of one Kent, and that's in England. So it looks like this D Ford is different from the NFL D Ford from Auburn, but they both claim Auburn. Confused? Well, I am. But this D Ford, not the football playing D Ford, not the KC Chief, replied back to Auburn Elvis. And in, I guess because of their connection to England, jolly old England, the English D Ford wrote back to Auburn Elvis, if you speak the Queen's English, then he's right. But where I'm from, it's family, F-A-M-L-E-E, family. They're getting into a grammar lesson. I don't know if that's a good thing for two Auburn people to be talking about grammar. Okay, again, I'm sorry, Auburn. I'm just picking on you. But yeah, family, they open themselves up to this. When you put a sticker out there that's got a U in the word family, that kind of comes with the turf. But hey, Auburn, you'll forget about me. You're 2-0. You got a big game against LSU this weekend. You'll probably win. You'll go throw toilet paper at Toomer's Corner. All will be good in the Auburn family. F-A-M-L-E-E. All right, enough Auburn talk. War Eagle, though. Deontay Gavin's on Twitter, Mr. D. Gavin. And Mr. D. Gavin loves to prove that he is an FSU sports enthusiast, has a passion for politics, got a master's of public administration, and the tweets are his own. But Deontay put on Twitter, grits plus scrambled eggs plus turkey sausage plus Friday which is today, equals, let's go back on that equation. I don't know if I can go forward. I got to repeat what was just said by Deontay Gavin. You take your grits, you add in a little scrambled eggs, you add in a little turkey sausage. Not my favorite, but hey, if that makes Deontay happy, we'll put in grits, eggs, turkey sausage, and then we'll top it all off with a little Friday action. Well, you know what that equals? A Southern boy's ideal morning. Hashtag Southern. Deontay, God bless you. God bless Fridays. God bless the South. And God bless our Southern food. And I love that combination. Turkey sausage, pork sausage, whatever floats your boat. That's a good combination. And that's not just probably Southern boys' ideal morning. I bet you Southern gals out there, you probably like that combo too, if I were a betting man. Oh, yeah. Chad is on Facebook, and Chad on Facebook put this message out there. Appetizers, Kaufman's onion sausage, and Publix potato salad. Don't get no better than that, y'all. Best sausage and potato salad around. Well, I know Chad from Facebook, and he's talking about Kaufman's Meatin' Place, which is in the old hometown, Lexington, South Carolina. Now, unfortunately, if you're not in that area, kind of hard to get their meat products because they don't really do online stuff from what I gather. But, man, they got some good barbecue they do, and they sell it to other restaurants in the area. They have awesome other products, including what Chad put on Facebook, Kaufman's onion sausage. Now, we were just talking about Deontay loving turkey sausage. Now, onion sausage, that is up my onion alley. That, my friends, is a delicacy and something that my home area in South Carolina, and I didn't know this until I saw this posting on Facebook, and I researched it because that's what we do here at the Y'all Show. We're kind of an advocacy group for the South. I'd heard onion sausage, but I had no idea. It was really kind of a localized thing to the Midlands, the Sandhills of South Kagalaki. But evidently it is. So if you're not in central South Carolina, you may not have heard of onion sausage. But let's stop for a minute. I think most every Southerner like sausage. Now, there may be a religious reason you may not eat sausage, but if you don't have religion as the excuse, you probably love good cooked sausage, okay? I bet you most Southerners also love onions. Vidalia onions, to be exact, or a Carolina sweet onion if you don't want to get the Vidalia onion. Onions are a good thing. Sausage is a good thing. And can you imagine combining the two? Well, that's what onion sausage is. And so I found a North Carolina-based company that actually does sell onion sausage online. Go to mortypride.com, MORTYPRIDE, mortypride.com. They sell sausage and other meats all over the country. And one of the items they sell is onion sausage. And here's how it's billed on the mortypride.com website. Onion sausage is a regional favorite, especially in central South Carolina. Go Cox! That's Cox country, by the way, but not really. Half of central South Carolina, even though that's where the University of South Carolina is located, more than half are Clemson Tiger fans, sadly. Sadly, I must say that. But in central South Carolina, this is a traditional sausage with subtle onion flavor, and mortyspride.com sells it in a one-pound pack portion in 3-ounce links. Perfect. Can't wait for Christmas. Perfect Halloween stocking stuffer right there. Onion sausage. And there may be other places that sell it, but my very limited research on online retailers of onion sausage found mortypride.com. So thank you, mortypride.com. And Kaufman's Meatin' Place, y'all need to step up your game and get online so the whole South can make you even more rich. I'm sure they're doing all right. Alicia Kaufman Quinn is the owner of that place and one of my former advertisers when I had a Clemson Tiger show. See, I don't mind Clemson as long as I'm making a peso or two off of it. But yeah, I've got a lot of Clemson fans in my family. Very close family members are Clemson diehards, and I don't really want to talk about it. It kind of hurts me at times. But anyway, Clemson and Kaufman's and Onion Sausage all right there in that part of South Carolina, and we encourage you to check it out. If you want to feel like a true Clemson Tiger fan or a Gamecock fan or, better yet, a Citadel Bulldog fan, check it out at MortyPride.com and get you some Onion Sausage. All right, moving over. Let's get away from some of the food talk because I don't know if I can handle it much more. Brandy Winchell is on Twitter, at Brandy Winchell. Grad school student, substitute teacher, mom to two teenagers, and a wife. I wish I had more, but all that pretty much consumes my life right now. Oh, I crochet. Brandy, thank you for sharing your life with us here on the Y'all Show. We can all rest easy tonight knowing that you crochet and that you have all these other things, including substitute teacher, a mom to two teenagers. I mean, I know if you're a parent, it's got to be tough having one teenager in the house, but to have two, and of course some of you are laughing because you probably have had three and four and maybe five teenagers in the house at once. God bless you. I've only got the one kid, and I can't imagine what it'd be like to have him as a teenager. We're not there yet. But to have Brandy, you got one lucky husband. I'm assuming you're married. Yeah, it says you're a wife. You got one lucky husband. To have a wife that crochets, now that's a special woman right there, Brandy. You deserve a break today. You just need to stay home from school. Maybe you're in an area like North and South Carolina where they are staying home and not going to school. But you deserve a break. You deserve a big old pat on the back for your great skills and all you do. Well, Brandy put on Twitter, we got to get to what she said. She wrote, "Things my daddy used to say. When I'd ask for something, his response would be, want in one hand, spit in the other hand. See which one fills up the fastest. Southern for no child." All right, let me say that again. This is what her daddy used to say, according to Brandy Winchell. "When I'd ask my daddy for something, his response would be, want in one hand, spit in the other one. See which one fills up the fastest." And that equates to Southern for no child. Okay, well, Brandy, I'm sure you're passing that wisdom down to your own two teenage children. And we appreciate you sharing that with all of us here on the Y'all Show, too. Very good wisdom from Brandy. Thank you. I love this one. Jenny Vicious is on Twitter, at JNVICIOUSSS. All right, well, we were bragging on Brandy for having two teenage kids. Listen to this. Jen Vicious is a Southern sweetheart and a mother of three kids under the age of 6 years old. All right. Well, you just won the award from Brandy. Jen Vicious. And she says that she's one of those crazy makeup and fashion obsessed YouTuber people. Well, thank you for sharing that. And she writes on Twitter, "I swear at Chick-fil-A is the only place that does sweet tea correctly. It makes me so happy. Hashtag sweet tea. Hashtag Southern." All right. Well, you know, generally when you go into any Chick-fil-A, they're going to have great products. The tea, the Coke, the sandwiches, the people. That is one of the real highlights of going into any Chick-fil-A. The smiles and the cult-like atmosphere they've got there. When you say thank you, they say, everybody on 1, 2, 3, they say you're welcome. No, they don't say that. They say my pleasure. You could go in there and say, I think I'm gonna just go knock myself over the head and scream out loud and embarrass everybody in the restaurant, and they'll say my pleasure. I don't think they would actually do that, but you're right. They have good tea. I don't think it's my favorite personally. I like other places' tea. I'll be honest. McDonald's has some of the best tea out there. Chick-fil-A's got some kind of weird something. They cook it just maybe an extra second or two. But on a hot Southern summer day, Jen Vicious, you're right. Chick-fil-A, not gonna fight you, brother. Not going to fight you, sister. It is darn good. And I'll sacrifice them having an A-minus tea because they've got A-plus food, and my favorite, their ice cream cone, their soft-serve ice cream. is incredible. And every kid in the world wants Chick-fil-A too. So to their credit, they got the whole kid thing figured out at CFA. But thank you for sharing all this good stuff here on Hashtag Hullabaloo. Well, we're not done. When we come back, we're going to close out this week's Y'all with our final segment. We've got a look at Major League Baseball standings. We've got a look at the NFL schedule for Sunday. And believe it or not, there is a truckload of brand new movies hitting theaters this weekend that we're going to tell you about. That is up next in our final segment of The Y'all Show.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Hey, Dad, want to shoot some hoops?
In a bit, buddy. I promise.
Allegra knows that allergy symptoms can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
I'll just play by myself.
For outdoor and indoor allergies, get Allegra. It's the fastest, non-drowsy allergy relief. It starts working in 1 hour, helping you break through your worst allergy symptoms with continuous 24-hour relief.
Yes!
Great shot, buddy. Let's play another game.
You're on, Dad.
Get Allegra and get back to the moment. Among single-ingredient OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use as directed.
And welcome back to the final segment of Y'all for this week. And again, don't want to forget our friends in the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia, all those areas impacted by Hurricane Florence. We certainly covered that in great detail. We've had a little bit of fun trying to get people's mood and mindset a little bit away from the tense situation that is Hurricane Florence. We even played a song called Hurricane by South Carolinian Leon Everett earlier this hour on the program. So we're doing our part here, keeping it real and keeping it y'all. Well, there are a ton of movies that are debuting this weekend at the box office. And let's run through a few of these for you to keep in mind. You got the sci-fi thriller The Predator opening up this weekend. Another thriller, A Simple Favor, and that stars Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. That's available this weekend. Here's one that I got to go check out because it stars Matthew McConaughey, and I think this guy is absolutely talented and funny as heck. White Boy Rick is out there right now, and I think it's based on a true story. White Boy Rick hitting theaters this weekend. You also have Samuel Hunt and Merritt Patterson starring in the drama Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Kristen Stewart stars in the new movie Lizzie, which is a thriller. The Children Act is available right now this weekend, and that stars Emma Thompson in a drama. Howl is available this weekend, and that stars Judd Apatow and more, and that is a documentary, and that should be a interesting and, let's say, informative docu-bio out there in theaters this weekend. One that's kind of got more of a political slant to it, another documentary debuting this weekend from James D. Stern. It is American Chaos. I don't think you have to think too long about what that's about. The 2016 presidential election. Antonio Lopez, 1976 Fashion and Disco is available this weekend. Moving along, you've got the thriller Bel Canto starring Julianne Moore. The Dawn Wall, an adventure movie starring Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen. You've got MDMA, about a drug dealer on the West Coast back in 1984. And that stars Francesca Eastwood, who I think is Clint's daughter. That's out this weekend. And that's a look at, what is that, about 10 brand new selections for you to go to the movie theater and watch and get you a big old Coke and popcorn and get through what in many parts of the South will be a very wet and possibly scary weekend. NASCAR, well, the Monster Energy Cup playoffs start this weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series at Las Vegas. And that race happens at 3 Eastern, 2 Central on Sunday. That'll be televised on the NBC Sports Network. Major League Baseball, They're winding their season down, and believe it or not, we've got one team that's already punched its ticket to the postseason. The Boston Red Sox have got 100 wins already on the season, and they've clinched a playoff berth. They're most likely going to clinch the American League East. The Bo Sox have a 10-game lead right now on top of their hated rivals, the New York Yankees. The Indians have a commanding lead on the AL Central. They're up 14.5 games. The Astros and the Athletics are fighting neck and neck in the AL West. Stros with a 3-game lead in that division right now. Moving over to the National League, Rockies and Dodgers are, and even the Diamondbacks are all kind of right there sandwiched with a threesome going to the last couple of weeks of the season. The Rockies are on top as we speak, but the Dodgers are nipping at their heels 2 games back. The National League Central is also very hotly contested between the St. Louis Cardinals, Brewers, and the Chicago Cubs. And the Cubs currently are in the catbird seat, but the Brewers are only 1.5 games back. Cardinals are 4 games back, and that is a race to watch. Now, the Braves are almost at a point where they can smooth in for a smooth landing, and they can and claim the National League East, which would be the first time they've done that in at least 5 years. The Braves currently have nearly an 8-game lead over the Phillies in the NL East. The only other team that's capable of catching up are the Washington Nationals, which are 8.5 games back of the Bravos in the National League East. And of course, they've got games going on this weekend and another 2 weekends, I think, before the regular season officially ends, and we'll be off to the playoffs for Major League Baseball. But that's a look at what's going on MLB-wise right now. Now, quickly, NFL's on Sunday. If the weather does not affect it, the Panthers will be playing at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Hopefully that game will be played since it is in an indoor setting, but they are having a lot of weather-related issues in Georgia as well as the Carolinas, so keep an eye out for maybe a change in Hotlanta between the Panthers and Atlanta, NFC South rivals going at it. The Chargers are at Buffalo. The Vikings are at Green Bay. Houston is at Tennessee. The Browns play at the Saints. The Dolphins play the New York Jets. Kansas City's at Pittsburgh. The Eagles travel to Tampa Bay this weekend. The Colts are at the Washington Redskins. The Arizona Cardinals play at the LA Rams. The Lions trying to get back on their feet. They play at San Francisco on Sunday. The Raiders are at Denver. The Patriots play at the Jacksonville Jaguars. The New York Football Giants at their rival, the Dallas Cowboys, this weekend. And the Monday night game this week is the Seattle Seahawks traveling to Soldier Field to take on the Chicago Bears. And that's what's going on National Football League-wise this weekend. Well, thank you all for listening and enjoying another week of the Y'all Show. It's been an absolute pleasure. Again, all of those in Hurricane Florence's path, we are thinking of you, and we've got help on the way. So thank you for listening, and thank you all for being with us once again through another week of the Y'all Show with John Rawl. From Dixie with Love's getting us out of here, stand up and salute this song of the South. We will see you back here Monday. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to the Y'all Show with your host, John Rawl.
I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.